Hello everyone and welcome back to the Oblique Life Global Goals. Season 2 is in production and we are super excited for what we have in store for you. We were really humbled by the positive and encouraging responses to Season 1 on consumerism of the 21st century. So thank you to all of our listeners and community for your constructive feedback, which we truly appreciate and will be implementing in the coming season. And before we go on to tell you about what you can expect for this the second season of the Oblique Life Global Goals, I'd like to welcome our producer, Arati Shah, to just share some of her reflections on Season 1. Arati, please share your thoughts with the listeners.
Thanks, Romy. Well, I have to say, I still have Season 1 ringing in my ears. You know, it really showed us that moving to sustainable, fair production and consumption isn't impossible, but it does require effort. But, you know, I really particularly loved how we had so many experts from all over the world giving us a raft of solutions on every episode. So if I were to break it down, I think one of the key messages that struck home for me is that as individual consumers, we must constantly make conscious choices and differentiate between our wants and our needs. At the same time, producers can already adopt circular economy principles so that resources and products last considerably longer, and they can also learn from nature. Third, governments must make tough decisions and fast, for example, to phase out fossil fuels and drive repairability, but they must also remember to carry citizens along. What do you think, Romy?
I mean, I think you've summed that up perfectly. I couldn't add anything more. And all I'd like to say was I loved every moment of Season 1, learned so much, and more importantly, connected with incredible solution makers. So on to Season 2, and we have a very big announcement for you listeners. We are actually super excited to welcome a new co-host to the team, Jessa. Jessa Roebuck is from the United States of America, and she is going to be a superstar. She brings with her a new dimension to the podcast, knowledge, experience, passion, and most importantly, dedication to making a better world. So without further ado, let's welcome Jessa. Jessa, why don't you say hello to our community and share a little bit about yourself so they can learn about the superstar that you are.
Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome. And hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be joining this exceptional podcast crew here. This season's focus is right up my alley. I'm really happy to help transition the focus to sustainable cities in Season 2. A little bit about me. I'm the CEO and founder of Vitaluce Development. We're a sustainable startup focused on building conscious communities from a holistic circular economy perspective. We have a proprietary eco-agro micro-city master plan, and that's where we aggregate renewable energy, water conservation, net zero, modular retail and residential, holistic wellness centers, and vertical and regenerative agriculture. So you can see my obvious interest in this topic this season of sustainable cities. My background is also largely large-scale hospitality, entrepreneurship, business development, and health and wellness. And I'm genuinely passionate about finding and implementing holistic and comprehensive societal solutions that create pathways for an improved and hopeful future for our children.
I think that's just so important. The future is exactly what this podcast is about. And if we can't shape a better world or at least give people an insight into what that world looks like, then I just don't think we're doing our part as community builders, Jessa. Speaking of which, you kind of mentioned a little bit about Season 2. You gave a little teaser to the listener what the theme is. Do you want to just dive a little bit deeper and share more about what the listener can expect in the second season?
Definitely. I did. I gave the teaser. So I mentioned a little bit earlier, and I'm really excited about Season 2's focus is sustainable cities. With nearly 70% of the world's population expected to be living in cities by 2050, we have to address how we can transform, build, and adapt our cities to ensure that they're sustainable in every aspect of the word. And we really have to explore what that actually means to us. What is sustainability in the context of cities and growing cities and the future of cities? We like to focus on solution-based thinking, and we all resonate with buzzwords that we hear flying around like circular economy, generational self-sufficiency, and holistic development. Arti, do you have any thoughts that you want to add to that?
Sure. So I think just like with Season 1, we will start by setting the scene. You know, we'll take our listeners on a whistle-stop tour of the history of cities and some of the new cutting-edge urban models that you've started referring to. And then we'll dive into governance and entrepreneurship. And next, we'll unpack the services we need for our cities to function. So from technology, water, energy, mobility, and so on. And how climate change and growing populations mean we have to think differently. Later in the season, we'll talk about the socio-cultural aspects that cities as melting pots allow us to have, and how we can bring about cohesion and make the sum of the parts greater than the whole. So I think really season's going to pick up on many themes we explored in our first season. For example, you know, how do we reset our relationship with food? How do we rethink waste? And how are we going to finance cities to make them socially, ecologically, and economically viable?
I think you've both captured season two perfectly. A lot of very big, heavy themes to talk about, but we need to, and that's why it's so important. It also gets me thinking about why we started the podcast in the first place. Our initial aim was to raise awareness for the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and share solutions that will help us reach them. When you look deeper into the goals, the sub-targets, many of them can be met through changes we make in our cities. So this doesn't just reiterate why the topic is so important, but it also, it just shows how interconnected everything that we do is. And speaking of the next season, Jessa, I know both of us have shared with each other how excited we are, and there's so many different aspects of it. What are you most excited about for the coming season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm honestly looking forward to all of the episodes and speakers. It was really, really interesting to unpack all of the different topics that are associated with focusing on sustainability and sustainable cities in the future. But there's a few topics that are really extra invigorating for me. I'm looking forward to our explorations into agriculture specifically, sustainable finance, renewable energy, tourism and hospitality, arts and culture. All of these things just shape cities so deeply, and it's really interesting to peel that back a little bit more. And what really makes these topics even more relevant and exciting is to explore with the speakers and the speakers that have joined us in the conversation. It's just such an honor. And we have exceptional expertise and a really truly global perspective to fully inform the discussion. And I myself am really looking forward to being able to learn from our guests this season. And it's such an opportunity for us to look at all of these topics also through the eyes of people that are steeped in these areas of expertise as well. Rami, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I have to just say I'm with Jess on this. There's not just one thing that I'm excited about. There's so many different aspects. Obviously, the speakers, but I've always been a big believer in solutions. And I think this podcast, again, we want to make it positive and inspiring and try and give people a reason to believe that we can change the world, that there are individuals and companies out there and governments, even public sector, that are making positive changes to address the challenges we face. I'm really proud that we take an approach of putting information and really objective, transparent information to the listener, because we have to learn and we have to understand where we need to make the changes with our lives. The last thing I'm really excited to bring to this season is this discussion of technology. It's something that's everywhere now. I'm sure many of the listeners would have heard about blockchain, Web 3.0. I'm sure you've heard of cryptocurrencies, but there's much more to technology, internet, and the future of the way we connect with each other. And that's what we're going to be bringing throughout the season and showing that it's connected, not just in this conversation and using a virtual format to record, but it's actually embedded in how we deliver utilities, resources, and also finance to all the people that need it. Arati, what about you? What have I missed out?
Well, I think you've covered it. But, you know, once again, I'm looking forward to demystifying some of the complexity and the challenges that anyone associated with, you know, urbanism has to deal with. So whether that's the planners, the mayors, the architects, the utility providers, you know, people running the restaurants, the hotels, tourists, and of course, citizens, you know, we're all having to navigate day in, day out our changing cities. And like you, I can't wait to hear about some of the innovations and working solutions. So Jessa, are you ready?
I'm ready. It's such a deeply intricate and loaded topic to dive into, and I'm looking forward to peeling back all the layers with this great team. So I'm really happy to have joined. Please tune into our podcast. We're live on all major streaming platforms. So listen, like, follow, engage, share your thoughts with us, ask us questions. And even if you don't agree, let's discuss that too. We relish in the opportunity to continue the conversation beyond the episode. So reach out and engage. We're here to listen. And we always have our minds open to further exploration, further discussion, further conversation. Check out our social media platforms as well to help stay tuned to updates and upcoming episodes dropping. And yeah, we're ready to dive in.
That's it. We're ready to dive in, ready to go. So keep an eye out, as Jessa said, on social media, on our website, and just on your favorite streaming platforms. We want to spark a conversation and need you in it. Let's start tomorrow's changes today. This is one half of your co-host, Romy Samaria, signing out.
And this is your other co-host, the other half, Jessa Roebuck, also signing out.